is the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio, The Fan, 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Thursday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. I watched that game last night. It was the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat, the team that's about 3 hours south of here on I-95. 1-point win for the Sixers. They are now the seventh seed. They're going to take on the New York Knicks in the first round of the NBA playoffs this weekend. The Miami Heat, who went to the NBA Finals last year and who's been to the NBA Finals twice in the last four seasons, they lose by a point. They're mathematically still alive as they're now going to host the Chicago Bulls coming up tomorrow night there in Miami, downtown Miami. It's a beautiful arena. Problem is, no playoff Jimmy. He hurt the knee last night. And now it's the number one story on ESPN.com, Fox Sports, CBS, doesn't matter. Number one story at this hour. Playoff Jimmy, he's not going to be able to play in the next couple of weeks. Not good. This is not a good time to get that type of injury. Tried to go last night, gave it all he could. They fall short by a point. But the problem is, if you don't have playoff Jimmy activated, the Miami Heat cannot go on a run right now. There's no way. And you have doubts if they can win tomorrow night. Remember last year, this is what's funny. So last year, this scenario happened from the standpoint of the Miami Heat were in the 7-8 game. They lose it, I think, to Atlanta. And then they beat the Bulls in the elimination game to then go on their run, where they beat, what is it, Boston, and they beat Milwaukee, all these teams in the Eastern Conference. They do. And they go to the finals. And yes, the Joker and the Nuggets destroyed them in the finals. But hey, they went on a March Madness type run last year. The difference is you had a healthy Jimmy Butler. This year you do not. And I don't believe in this team without Jimmy Butler. He's their best player. He's their leader. And he turns into a monster in the playoffs. He activates playoff Jimmy. I don't believe in Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero. I don't believe these guys. I don't even know who the point guard is on this team. It might be Jimmy Butler after a while. That's kind of sad. Like, if you're going to get injured in September or October or January and get ready for the playoffs. This is the worst time of year you can get an injury because you're done. There's no way this Miami Heat team can go on a run without Jimmy Butler. I'll keep hammering it over and over again. Yeah, I could see them where they win tomorrow, they beat the Bulls, and they get the eighth seed, and then they'll probably get swept by Boston. That's if I'm going with my gut, I'm not putting money on the line, but that's what I kind of feel on the subject. Like, no. Sometimes you got to have some luck. You need talent. You need hard work, communication, listening. That is key as well for teamwork in any work setting. And you need a little luck. Heat don't have luck right now. They had it last year. They did. It doesn't look like they're going to have it this year. Oh, well, the Orlando Magic, they will be playing this weekend. And knock on wood, as of today, 48 hours out, less than 48 hours out. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's there. And I loved hearing Paolo Banchero, who's been a guest of this show, by the way. He was on nationally on the Jim Rome Show, which you can hear right here on The Fan. He was on around, what was it, like 1:15 today? And if you missed it, you can go to our website at sportsradio1560.com. You can click the Rome link and you can check out the podcast in case you missed it with Paolo. And look, Paolo's not the greatest interview. He's all business. He's not going to yuck it up. He's not going to start telling jokes and crazy stories like, oh man, I was at Church Street and then this one guy threw a taco in my face. Like, you're not getting those types of stories. Mark Moses has those stories, but not Paolo. He's very cool. He's very calm. He's Mr. Slick. You know, he was giving them very kind of generic answers. But I think it was just cool where you heard Paolo nationally because he is a stud. He was a Rookie of the Year. He was an All-Star this year. And now They're the fifth seed in the NBA playoffs. That's exciting. It is. The Magic have been a doormat. They have been irrelevant for a very, very long time. And you look at the disrespect nationally, and I get it. They just haven't been good for very long. Maybe that starts to turn. Maybe now, hey, even here in Brevard County, maybe you can get on the bandwagon if they can start winning some games in the playoffs. So it's going to be fascinating on Saturday. I don't have high hopes they're going to win. I don't, because they have no playoff experience whatsoever. This is all new to a lot of these guys, Paolo, Franz, Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony. I can just keep going on and on. My best bet, especially the 4-5 matchup, hey, get the split. Steal one on the road, 1-1, go back to Orlando next Thursday, game 3. That's what I'm looking for. But I'll tell you, when I was in my office doing some work behind the scenes, I heard Paolo on the air. I was like, hey, I know that guy. And that was cool. That was cool to hear. And hopefully there's more. And hopefully, you know, Franz Wagner gets some love nationally as well. And I really think about back to Magic Media Day, where we were talking to all these players. This was the end of September with my good friend Jerry Durney. We were there. And I asked Paolo, who's a Team Air Jordan guy. You know, he wears those. He's signed by the Jordan brand. And he was, that day he was wearing like the Jordan, what is it, the 12s, the flu game ones, which I have, by the way, because I'm a super nerd. And, you know, during the season, he's wearing the Zions and he's wearing the Jason Tatum Nikes. And I asked Paolo back then, I was like, hey, when are you getting your own shoe? Because when you do, I'm on board, buddy. And I said that right to his face and he kind of laughed and, no, I don't think you understand. I am a, what do they call it on the streets? As I'm doing the Chris Farley air quotes in studio, on the streets. You're a sneakerhead. Oh, I'm a sneakerhead. I told my sister this when we were at the Magic game. I have a problem. I buy a lot of basketball shoes. I buy some that I don't even wear, and I keep them in a box and put them in the closet. Oh, I do that. Lately, I have been wearing those Giannis, what is it, Zoom Freak 5s. I have them in all white. I got them at the mall on clearance. Love those shoes. Love them. I like those. But I will say this. I told this to Paolo months ago. I'll say it right now, because this is a threat to someone I have no idea. When they come out with that Paolo Banchero signature shoe, and you know that's coming, oh, that's going to be a hot item here in this area. Oh, all throughout Central Florida. And I'm going to be the first in line. You'll get those like email alerts. Now, these go on sale. Attention, heads up, they go on sale. You know, this Friday, 9 a.m., go to the website, make sure you're there, or go to the store. Oh, I'm getting those. Oh, yeah, I'm on the bandwagon. When he comes out with his own shoe with Jordan, oh, I'm getting those. I might get them in every color. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'll do. It'll be super like Star Wars nerd type answer. I'll get a pair to wear and then another pair that I'll just put in the closet and never touch it again. Yeah, I kind of do this. I do this with also, and I hope I'm not alone in saying this, when my team wins a championship, and I know this doesn't happen very often, kind of like when my Blackhawks won all those titles in the 2010s. What I do is, I don't know why, I buy the championship hat, the t-shirt, then I'll get another like bootleg t-shirt. I keep them in the bag and I leave them in the closet and I never touch them. Kind of like I'm doing some type of seventh grade time capsule. That's what I do. Don't know why, but I have it. All the championship hats, the shirts, a pennant, anything I could get, put in the closet, never wear it. Makes no sense. My buddy, like, because I used to cover Virginia, he got me a shirt. It's like 2019 NCAA championship. Leave it in the closet. I have the official Nike one in the closet. My closet makes absolutely no sense. I have all these basketball jerseys, all of these soccer jerseys, football jerseys, and then championship stuff just buried under there. And basketball shoes. And video games. I know, I need to get married. I think that's what exactly this is what it's really about. But back on topic. That was cool hearing Paolo Banchero on TV and on the radio. That was awesome on Jim Rome. So thank you, Jim Rome, for doing that. And you know what? We got to get Paolo back on this show. And hopefully, not next media day. That'd be pretty awesome. But we're going to start. We are. Playoffs coming up this weekend. And that's going to be cool. 1 o'clock with the tip on ESPN for Magic Cavaliers. Game 1, that'll kick off the playoffs. And I say that from this thing, and then we'll go to break. Last night was a great game. And that game the other night, you heard me talk about yesterday. The game where the Lakers survived the Pelicans and Zion got hurt. And yes, Pelicans are going to play the Kings tonight to get the eighth seed. Bulls Heat Friday night. And you're like, wow, these are great games. This is exciting. And you kind of had this feeling from the Philadelphia crowd, like, yeah, we're the Sixers. We can make the finals. And yeah. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Playoff atmosphere, yes. Technically, it's not the playoffs. Remember, the wording is play-in tournament. You're playing your way into the actual tournament, the NBA playoffs. Yeah, these are two contenders. I heard Bill Ryder say this earlier today. He's like, you know, these are two teams that can go on a long run. Yeah, but they have to get in the tournament first. You're not in. You're in, but you're not. Maybe that's the best way to put it. It was a playoff atmosphere. It was. You're not in the playoffs yet. It's very bizarre. It reminds me of you're in Washington, D.C., and you're there at the Mint where they print the paper, the cash money. You know, it's right there. I remember doing this trip as a kid, and you're walking by, and they're showing you, and it's on the floor, and they're printing that money. And I always remember this. There's a sign that says, you're so close, but you're so far away. Bingo. That's what the play-in tournament is. Hey, we're playing at a high level. No, you're not in the playoffs yet. You're playing, but you're not playing at the same time. It's so crazy. It really is. I picked it correctly. I said last night it was going to be Philadelphia and Chicago. They won. Hawks are out. So again, Heat, Bulls, South Florida coming up tomorrow night. No playoff Jimmy. And that's very sad. It really is. He's a great player. He's got one of the most bizarre resumes of all time. Like, Jimmy Butler is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is. First ballot. He's going to play for over a decade. He's going to make a lot of money. Played for a lot of good teams. He led two different Miami Heat teams in 4 years to the NBA Finals. They lost both times. Lakers and Nuggets. Twice. He's been an All-Star. He's never been an MVP. Never. Never been an MVP. And honestly, there's times he hasn't made the All-Star game. But he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's bizarre. And it's just sad. It is a sad story that he will not be playing moving forward. All right. That's your update at this hour. It is. Now let's go over the schedule real quick. So yes, Magic do play Saturday, 1 o'clock with the tip, ESPN. I'll just keep hammering it because I got to watch it. We will have our great, great event coming up this Saturday, downtown Cocoa Beach. It's the Space Coast Pet Fest event. We're handing out t-shirts and everything. We got a band. Oh yeah, we got giveaways. I'll be giving away Rolling Stones tickets. Oh, we're going to have some fun. Amazing food. There's going to be beer trucks. Downtown Cocoa Beach. That's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Coming up Saturday. Downtown Cocoa Beach. Right there on A1A. Kind of by where that Area 142 place is. It's going to be right there. It's going to be so much fun. We have that. Hey, tomorrow, I completely forgot about. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at the port. We're going to be at Fish Lips Waterfront Bar and Grill, 3 to 6 p.m., broadcasting live. I got some great friends stopping by, Damon Spacefish, Sean, who does my surfing report, Chris Pearl. We were talking NBA on the phone last night. He's going to stop by. Billy Mims, I'm not sure. He's a busy man. He might try to stop by. We're going to talk a lot of, you know, NFL draft, basketball, playoffs. We're going to do all that tomorrow. And, yeah, 5 o'clock hour, I have Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets to give away. Maybe Aquatica tickets and the grand prize. Yes, yes. I have two tickets to the Rolling Stones coming up this summer in Orlando. They're very expensive. You could win. You got to be there to win. That's right. And then next Thursday, I know, write down all this on the calendar. Next Thursday, we're going to be at Walk-On Sports Bistro in Vieira for my NFL draft watch party. That is going to be fun. 8 to 10 p.m. Get there before that, and you could win $100 gift card and a Super Bowl coin from the Highland Mint as our grand prize. You got to beat everyone. Most picks right in the top 10. It's the fifth year I've done this, multiple occasions. Second time in a row, we'll be at Walk-Ons. We had an amazing crowd last year. We're going to have it again coming up next Thursday. And yeah, that's also game 3 of Magic Cavaliers from the Kia Center. Oh, well. That's going to be a fun couple of days. I also have Passover next week. It never ends in the world of Mark Moses. It really doesn't. And that's what makes it interesting. It really does. Yes. And we're going to have some fun. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We got a loaded show. We got some great guests coming up. This guy wants to talk Gators spring game, what happened last Saturday. Okay. I got a story about Coco for him. And he might have stories from his times being a student at the University of Florida. He's my good friend, Tim Walters of the Florida Today. He's going to join us next 5 minutes here on the Mark Mosey Show.